Hi peeps, welcome to my first ever audio boo. No, actually, it's my second one, I believe. That was a long time ago. Basically, the reason of doing an audio boo is because there's something I'd like to, you know, get off my chest. I mean, I haven't got YouTube and nothing like that, you know. So audio boo is just a good way of ranting for a little bit longer, because you can't really do that on Twitter. Anyway, but basically, I'm sure you're all pretty much sick of hearing about it, but this is all about the Lizard Squad, or Lizard Mafia, or Gizzard Squad, what I like to call them. Whatever persona I want to hide behind, you know. Basically, I want people to understand that this could actually spell pretty much the end, as we know it, for online gaming. And that's across all platforms, I'm afraid. That's everything, you know. These kids have really put a big spanner in the works, and you know, and as you already know, they're ruthless in what they do. Let me just elaborate on why I've come to this dramatic conclusion. Right, I don't know if anybody you know of him, but he's worth a follow or a subscribe, which is Keemstar. He does this thing called Drama Alert. I mean, I don't really watch it, but he managed to get an interview with the Lizard Squad, Anonymous and Finest Squad, and also Kim.com as well. Got them all chatting and asking the reasons of why they did what they did. And there was just a few things in this interview that, you know, I want people to be aware of what happened. First off, you know, people got to remember, you know, Keemstar actually asked the Lizard Squad, like, you know, why did you do it? And then to start with, you know, he said, you know, to show Microsoft that, you know, their security's crap, you know, because we can do this to them. They're a £1 million company or £1 billion company, you know, and we shouldn't be able to do this to them. And I thought, yeah, you know, that's great. And then I thought to myself, well, hang on a minute. If you didn't do this to them, then it wouldn't be done to them. Does anybody catch my drift with that? You know, if they don't hack the servers, then the servers won't get hacked or what. I mean, don't forget, people, I'm not, in no way am I technically, you know, knowledgeable of how they did what they did. But I can assure you now, people, if they didn't do it, then there wouldn't have been a problem. So for them to turn around and say something like that, if I was to, like, to put it into what he should have said, was Microsoft needs to have better servers so we can't hack them because we're a bunch of pricks who like to fuck up people's fucking Christmas. That's basically what they should have said. It's got nothing to do with making sure that the gamers are fucking protected and safe or whatever. It's all about him getting his fucking kicks over hacking people. That is it. Above all and end all, that is it. I mean, at the end of him trying to be fucking righteous about it, said that he did it because he was fucking to amuse himself anyway. So people take that into context, okay? Remember, he did it to amuse himself, yeah? So that means he's going to do it again, because when he gets bored or whatever reason, he's going to try it again. If Microsoft up their security and whatever, all it's going to be is more of a challenge for them. Okay, so take that into mind. Now, probably a lot of you also probably may have heard about Kim.com actually tried to buy them off. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he tried to buy off these cyber terrorists, that I like to call them, because at the end of the day, these people are holding us, everybody, ransom. And it proved that they were doing that over Twitter by saying, oh, give me fucking retweets, follow me. If you don't follow me, they're not going to come back online. So, Kim.com, as he likes to call himself, the saviour of Christmas. Now, listen to this, people. This is the saviour of Christmas, right? Kim.com gave Lizard Squad 300 of these vouchers. I don't know what the fuck these vouchers are for. Mega privacy bullshit thing. I have no idea what they are. But all I know is that these 300 vouchers are worth, now get this, 300 $1,000, okay? So regardless of what the things are, let's think about how much they're worth, okay? So Kim.com paid £300,000 to Lizard Squad to stop hacking the servers. That's right. Kim.com paid off cyber terrorists to stop doing it. Now, I thought, you know, we don't give in to terrorists, yeah? Well, Kim.com did. And I'm telling you now, it was the worst fucking thing that bloke ever did, right? Again, he was basking in his glory. I am the saviour of Christmas. I got everyone's Xbox back online. Well, I can tell you now, mate, yeah? I'd rather go without fucking Xbox Live. I'd rather go without online gaming than pay little pricks off like that. They have to be taught a lesson. You taught them fuck all, other than the fact that you can go out, do what you please, and we'll give you fucking money for it. I mean, come on, man. Yeah? I think it was more about the fact that you wanted to play fucking Destiny. That was what it was about. You couldn't play on your own console. That's what it was all about. Kim.com, also I'd like to point out to you, mate, right, that they've also shit on you as well. Because this agreement you had with them to stop them from hacking Xbox Live and all that crap, mate, it's going to get fucking worse. Because the system or the whatever it was that they used to do this, right, they are now selling. Okay, they're selling. Hey, they've got the money to do it. Maybe they sold your vouchers. I don't know. Maybe not. You know, I'm just speculating. But I'll tell you now, they are selling this system which crashed the online gaming. Now, in another interview, Boy Keemster, they said that not one person alone could not do it by themselves. Okay, so whoever buys this, whatever it is, from the Lizard Squad can't bring down Xbox Live or PlayStation, whatever, on their own. Okay, that's great. But now listen to this, right, people. A person, right, who obtains this from Lizard Squad, right, has only got one agenda, and that is to do exactly what Lizard Squad did, okay? Because Lizard Squad got 300 grand out of it, yeah? They're going to jump on the bandwagon now, right? They could invest a 50 grand into whatever Lizard Squad is selling, yeah? To have a return of 300,000, right? Now, I know this is, yeah, but they were vouchers, they weren't actual money. Well, I don't give a toss about that. You've got to think of it on a bigger scale, right? So, the person who goes off and buys this, whatever it is, off Lizard Squad, isn't going to do much on his own, right? Don't forget they're selling them. So that means the other person who buys one off Lizard Squad, they've also got the same agenda. And these two people are going to get together and then they're going to hack the fucking system and then hope that Kim.com pays them off as well. I'm telling you now, people, this is the end of Xbox Live and it's all down to fucking Lizard Squad. And they're doing it just for the fucking sake of it. I tell you now, the minute that these things... And apparently, there's, you know, in this interview on Keemster, which is a YouTube channel, by the way, people... you know, they're saying that these things are selling like hotcakes. And all these people have got to do is just meet up with each other. And that and between the two of them, they can send attacks exactly like Lizard Squad did on Christmas Day. So, you know, we got hacked on Christmas Day, which was bad news. Bad news for all the kids out there. But I can tell you now, people, be prepared for you to lose your online gaming a lot more now. Maybe, yeah, maybe it is due at Microsoft, actually, or Xbox, PlayStation, or whoever, do upgrade their systems and get them, but it's just going to be cat and mouse. You know this, I know this, everybody knows this. You know, it ain't going to be long until Lizard Squad do it again, and it's going to be just a constant cat and mouse game for them to achieve. So, let me know your thoughts on this, people. Give us a tweet, let us know. Go and follow Keemster. Let Kim.com know your feelings as well. And you'll be hearing from me soon. Glad to get it off my chest. Laters.